I think we're live. So this is Matt Bertram, co-host of the Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. I'm doing an interview style podcast with my good buddy Taylor Weidhofer with Houston Real Producers. He's got an awesome podcast out there. I'll let him tell you all about it. Taylor, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. I'm super pumped. I'm excited to be here with you.
And hold on. I got it. Oh, there we go. There we go. We got the, I'm back.
I'm here. Now you can see me.
We're back in the house. The house, my 80s style house.
Yeah, we got a house. I know mine looks like it's not real, but it's real.
Well, no, you know, it's like, yeah, like I put this up and people were asking me, like, where are you at?
I know.
Awesome. But yeah, man, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you having me on Disruption Nation a while back. Course. I mean, you and I are running all over the place. Like, COVID hasn't like slowed us down.
No, not at all.
Why don't for the people that don't know who you are? I mean, you know, we got a lot of people that listen to this that are internet marketers. Tell us a little bit about yourself so they know who we're talking to here.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And just first want to say you were, I think, my last in-person appointment when the pandemic happened, by the way.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, and I remember talking to you right after. You're like, man, you're like, I don't know if Taylor was the best person for me to like have my last in-person appointment with, you know, with a new baby at home. But hey, you know, very fortunate. No COVID here. My family's been safe. Your family too. So,
That is legit. Like, you were the last person I think I met with too. And after we met, I was like, that dude like shakes a lot of hands every day.
Yeah, kissing a lot of babies.
Like, that's probably not the best person to meet. And then you were finally, you're like, what's COVID? I remember that. Like, and I was just like, oh my gosh.
No. I knew exactly what was going on, but it was fresh. I remember having a conversation about it, and I did walk out of your office a little bit more alert, alarmed, you know, maybe than I was when I walked in. You were like, Taylor, we're all going to get it. It's only a matter of time. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, hold on. I thought we were talking some business today. Now you got me. I feel like I need to go home and take off. Kind of like,
so this is a crazy thing, right? So my partner, Chris, he got it. His whole, like, so he has a supplement company or whatever. Like, everybody got it. And I was actually with him on his birthday, and he started feeling it like the Monday after. And like, I started feeling sick. Yeah. And then I like started drinking a bunch of like pressed juices and I never got sick. Like, I mean, I don't know if I had or not, but I never, like, you know, when you get sick, but like you're feeling the scratch in your throat and all that, but you're not sick yet.
Yeah.
Got up to that point and came back for like 3 or 4 days, and then it just went away. Like, I never fully got sick, and I was like, maybe that was it. I never got tested, but Chris and his whole office got tested and they all had it, and like they're standing. So, you know, I mean, I think we're all going to get it. Like, honestly, like, I don't think it's going anywhere.
You think the same thing? Cause I mean, this was back in like March, man.
I don't think it's going anywhere. Like, I mean, maybe after the elections, you know, but I don't think it's going anywhere. Like, has the flu, like, have they stopped like the flu from happening? Like, no, like, come on.
We're going to rabbit hole and make this about the corona. We need to not do that.
Let's talk about this.
Everybody can get that information everywhere else. So.
No. So look, you're like, I mean, like, tell everybody about your backstory. Cause like, top Cutco salesperson, door-to-door salesperson, like, you crush it. Okay. And, you know, building a network, you built a really great network with Houston Real Producers. You know, you have great parties. Like, I like your parties. Your parties
are
good.
Thank you.
You know, and, you know, like, you've hooked me up with a lot of cool people that I've done business with. You're a great referral partner. Like you were probably the first person when COVID hit to like not let it slow you down. And you were continuously doing watch parties and things on Facebook and social meetups and like, talk a little bit about that. Cause like, if the world doesn't go back to normal, like whenever, and this is the new normal, like, I want to see how you've adapted your business. Cause I think a lot of people listening would want to, you know, like take some of the things that you've learned away from it. So like, tell me a little bit more about your business, and then, you know, tell me kind of how it's affected you and what you're doing now.
Man, loaded question, but I'm excited to answer it on a lot of different capacities. So, shoot, background in a nutshell, native Houstonian, yes, with Cutco, 20 plus years, I've been pre-removed for a better part of a decade, you know? So like, yeah, a lot of people know me as, you know, Cutco guy, just cause I got a pretty heavy footprint. I launched a closing gift business in the greater Houston area and then have some nationwide customers, and then did launch the real estate platform, Houston Real Producers, which is digital. It's a print publication. We do have parties and cool events. And my claim to fame, you know, wear my heart on my sleeve is I'm a single full-time father and have been. My boys are 7 and 9 now, and I've been a mom and a dad since they are 1 and 3. So wow. Great story. Just finishing a book about it and tell you a little bit about that later. It's going to be called Shock Value. Real pumped to roll that out. But man, but you're right. You know, so, you know, Corona happened and it's just, I guess I went more toward the digital space. You know, it's always been like several different components, I guess. You know, like I said, with the prints, the parties, and the online space, but Zoom,
your podcast, yeah,
in my podcast too, Disruption Nation, getting to interview some of Houston's finest, man. It's just it's been a ton of fun. My business was already kind of running 50% digital anyway, and then I was able to go 100%, and I had a prospect, actually. He's a new client of mine, and you know, he said it. I love the way that his word selection with his and he figured this out. The guy's real smart. He figured this out within an hour of talking to me. Maybe a couple meetings. He said it. He was like, you know, I bet with the way that you run, you know, the way that you're operating your organization right now, without being on the road in between, bouncing between meetings, there's a lot of lost time there. He's like, you're able to be in the lab, you know, pumping and producing all the, you know, you're a visionary, which, you know, I know that to be true about myself. You are the exact same way. I think that's why we click real well, because we're like idea, 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 you know, and it's more about, okay, we need to implement, you know? So, did I lose you? I lost you on the screen. Okay, but anyways, he's like, now
I was like, let everybody hear you. Like, I'm amazed.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Now you can be more productive with all the things that you wanted to do. So I think that's the secret. That's the key. That's the niche. That's what everybody needs to do right now. The things that you maybe have been wanting to do for a long time, and you're like, man, I don't have the time to do them. And then weekends are tough because you got family or kids or whatever the hell, or you're working two jobs already, and it's hard to get it in. If you're working from home now, you need to pay attention to that. That is an opportunity in itself right there. And you do have some extra time. You're not going to the office. You're not getting, you know, bogged down with the small talk in the office is wrecking your day and losing momentum, and be more focused and intentional with your time on some of the stuff that you know is going to take you to the next level or add a whole completely new level of income on top of what you're already doing. And so anyway, that's kind of what I'm passionate about, just building different layers on top of what I already have kind of built, and I'm having a ton of fun doing it. So systems is a big focus for me right now, because there are a lot of moving parts, just like you have, but it's just stringing them all together, putting them all together, and it's like a game of chess, man. So I don't know if that is what you're looking for, but that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
No, man, I love hearing about, every time I talk to you, you got something new going on. You're working on something new, you know, and you have a big following here in Houston. I mean, I'm you know, every time like I come to like your events or parties, like you're introducing me to cool people. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe you're going to start having like face shield mask parties, you know, I don't know, like here's your face shield, like or whatever, like, here you go.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, something's got to happen, or, you know, I mean, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people do like digital networking, right? And you like kind of round robin it, or even in Zoom, you can like divide people into little groups, right? And like,
yeah,
some different kind of networking stuff. But I think that, you know, a lot of people out there that do digital marketing don't maybe value, I will take that back. Like, I think a lot of people value like relationships and human connection, but a lot of people might be hesitant to do that. Like, I think that they're, you know, in-person meetings, right? Like, burn up a lot of time. Like, how many meetings can you do a day? When you're interacting with people, a lot of people want to be behind the computer, you know, doing stuff. So I think this has fallen in to digital marketer like heaven to a lot of things, because they can stay in their lab and be working on stuff and doing stuff from behind the screen. But I think that the Like, so my background, I was a pharma rep for a while, which was basically door-to-door sales with doctors, right? Like just showing up there. And then I went into phone sales, right? And then digital marketing, because kind of like the trifecta of like learning about, you know, sales in a different aspect. But, you know, people are afraid to pick up the phone. You know what I mean? People are afraid to talk to people. People, like, even the newer generation is, you know, text messaging and, you know, social media apps and that sort of thing. And I'm curious from you, maybe kind of 300,000 foot view, some of the trends that you've seen, because you went from hardcore door-to-door sales to this digital space. And I made that transition too, and was very much attracted to that. And like people that know my story, like over time, like it just became more effective to one to many through digital means to reach people and to share your message. And I'm curious about kind of your journey into that space. And maybe if you're willing to share some of the kind of golden nuggets of like what you've learned along the way, I think would be quite interesting. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one thing that I will say, cause you know, it's one step removed from door to door. Cause the only thing I did not do ever, you know, in the 7 years I was in homes, you know, sitting across the table, you know, pitching a set of knives, was park my car and walk down the street and legit knock doors. Like, I feel like Southwestern Books should probably get more accolades than me. Like, I went home, you know, with like 20 warm leads, and I'm like, hey, you know, so-and-so was really cool and like thought that you would, you know, appreciate what I got. Can I come over? And then I would go, you know, but yeah, still I was in thousands of homes. So the power of the phone will never go away. And that has been lost for sure. So now I think when it comes to connecting and how you're going to get in front of your prospect, there's so many different ways to do it. And I feel like if you're not relentless in the pursuit in your efforts and trying to figure out what's going to be the main, most productive form of communication. And that's what's funny, because everybody's different and everybody's so quick to get discouraged and knocked down and want to move on. Some people might pick the phone up. Some people will never pick the phone up. They're going to text you only, or email you only, or Facebook message you only. So, you know, and you're like, I can't get a hold of this person and they're impossible. Well, you just might not be hitting them at the right medium. And that's all that it is. And they're the nicest person on the planet. They just don't mess with the email. I have a couple different businesses and a few different inboxes. And I will tell you right now, I hardly ever check my inbox ever. My team does it. They're all over it. They handle it. I'm a text message guy. I'm a Facebook Messenger guy, and I'm 100% call me. Like, I would much rather talk to you on the phone, because I'm not the guy that's going to go back with 8 threads on an email with you when I know I can call Matt and I'll talk to you and we can handle it in 30 seconds, maybe a couple minutes. And we just saved ourselves 2 weeks of going back and forth, because I know how busy we both are. So it's just, how are people operating and running? So I think that if you take 2 seconds to try to be a little bit patient with your efforts and figure out, not patience with your effort, relentless with your effort, but patient in trying to figure out which avenue is going to be the most productive to communicate, that's what it's all about, you know? So, you know, no, we pride ourselves on being master. I'll just say this. I'll make a plug for Houston.
Yeah, let's do
it. Houston Real Producers. We're master connectors in the real estate community. And that's so funny. The screen's backwards. I'm like, which side is it on?
No, it reverted it. So I'm seeing it. I can read it. So it.
Gotcha.
No, I mean, look, like I've seen what you do. And really, like I've met at every party that I've gone to, or boat trip or whatever. Like, I see the same people, and the network just keeps growing. So like there's a component of meeting people, which I think is absolutely important, and connecting with people. And then there's staying connected, right? So that's the other half that a lot of people don't talk about, is like, you know, like it's building the know, like, and trust. Like, I talk about that in my book, sure. Like, know, like, and trust, being the trusted advisor. Like, you know, people come to you because you're so connected and say, hey, I need this or I need that. Who's the best, right? And I think that's super powerful. Can you talk a little bit about like what you've learned about building maybe an audience, building like a network? Like, you have, like, people call it building a tribe, like a Seth Godin building a tribe. Like, you've totally done that. And so I'm interested to dive a little bit deeper into kind of what you've done and how you've done that.
Yeah. So my model, I mean, I'll tell you my secrets, man. I'll tell you what I do. My platform is 100% free for the real estate agent. And I feel like you could probably take this to any industry and make it successful without question. I bought into, you know, the Houston franchise. I was the 10th one in the U.S. to launch this. We're in over 100 markets now. And it's, I mean, it's cookie cutter, but, you know, I've able to expand it with the Disruption Nation and my monthly masterminds called Masterclass Houston and a lot of cool components in addition to the core product. However, so this is geared towards the real estate community. We're the fourth largest country and our fourth largest city in the country. So there's a lot of realtors here and everything I do is free for them. You know, all these businesses want to meet the agent. Oh. This fantastic free publicity service for the top 500 agents is kind of my box. And we showcase the heck out of them on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook and private groups and in print and at these events where we recognize them for, you know, doing a fantastic job of serving the consumers in our space. And then guess who wants to meet these people? You know, your builders and lenders and titles and roofers and home warranties and just on and on and on. There's just a laundry list because they are the spear, right? When it comes to people, we're also one of the top relocation cities in the country too. So, you know, yeah. if these businesses are in with the agent, like this is major for their business. And so those are the people that fund what we are providing for the agent. Therefore, I am in a fantastic position to be recognized as a master connector, which is, I mean, if I'm making connections and these people are benefiting from it, then it's a W all the way around. It's a W for the agent. It's a W for the vendor. And it's a W for me too. Just this morning, you know, so Bobby Wright's a good friend of mine and owned a real producer franchise. What city are you in, man? I can't remember off the top. Anyways, that doesn't matter. He's with RoofMax now. So they got him out of real producers, but you know, he still heavily is involved with agents and getting them introduced to what RoofMax offers. And he asked me this morning for a top agent in my market that he could have on his podcast. I'm like, absolutely. So it's one of the first things I'm going to do after I get off of your podcast. So it's just, it's people, it's all people, you know? And I mean, how can we help out? And just, and thank you so much, by the way. Go to another selfless plug. Check out HoustonRealProducers.com. Compliments of Mr. Matt Bertram himself right here. I appreciate that, man. Got a lot of compliments. It's a great website. It's the best one I've had. I've had a handful of them over the years. So thank you. I appreciate that. And then we've made connections. While we're talking about that, connect Jeremy with Red Star Home Inspections. I think his website's better than my website. and that was a connection that, you know, we made internally. And also, by the way, another shout out for you. You are on the Houston Real Producers Advisory Board, my friend. You know, when it comes to the digital space, thank you for having me on, you know, talking to your digital marketer audience when, you know, you're for sure, you know, I'm sure a better digital marketer than myself. I learned from you. So thank you for, you know, learning from me. But anyway, it's well, a good thing.
I really do believe like everybody has something that they're really good at and there's a way to kind of like incorporate it and kind of put it together and spin it. Like there's things that you do that are better than me. I mean, the daily disruption, right?
Those are so much fun, man. Yeah.
Like you do those every day. Like I wish I could produce content every day, no fail. You're like the Energizer Bunny, dude. Like I can't, like every time I open up my like feed, like you're showing up, like you're like you're there, and I'm just like it's new and like man, like tell okay, so like for people that want to produce content, like you have a certain like you know process that you go through and you follow it relentlessly. Yeah. Like tell me about that. Tell me about your podcast. Tell me about the Daily Disruption because that's.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so with what I was describing just with Houston Real Producers, I'm like, how can I add more value? That's something my team, we discuss weekly. How can we grow? How can we add more value? How can we add more value? And so we came with the idea to have podcasts like this, you know, interview somebody for about half an hour on what the heck you're doing and exposing them more to our audience within because more exposure, more recognition, more connections, more business, more value. So Disruption Nation is what we decided to name it, and just people that are disrupting their space in a positive way. It's fantastic, you know. I mean, with no pushback, I was able to get some of the leaders in the community in the industry to they're like, hell yeah, I want to talk about my business, what I'm doing. So that was not a hard thing to kind of get rolling. And then my producer Blaine Walker with Tiny Sparrow Marketing, you know, he was like, and then you know what would be really cool. I almost fell on the floor when he told me this. He's like, what would be really cool is if you did it every day, you did a daily disruption. It's like a 45, maybe 60 second little motivational something, you know? And I'm like, hold on, man. Just same thing you said, like that's a huge commitment, you know? And I mean, I don't know. I think I'm pushing 500 of them right now. You know, I was looking at something the other day. Yeah. Anyway, so
it took us 10 years to get there. You did like one or two or something like that.
Yeah. You know, so anyways, he got him out of me. And anyway, they're all over the place. They're on LinkedIn and Facebook. And we have a lot of fun. Just find something that's going on in my life or something that I see. Or, I mean, I involve my kids. I make it fun. You know, I'll do a teaser in the beginning. And sometimes I'll get them to just say one question. And then dad gets to go on a rant about the point of whatever it is. And they're cool, man. You know, so anyway.
It's a way to connect with people and kind of people getting to kind of see the inside look at who you are and if they want to do business with you. I think that's really great. What you're doing, I think that there's a lot of people, like, I think Disruption Nation too has huge opportunity, right? Like, because you really are a disruptor. You're like when you were telling me about the name of your book, like you were just like, like that's you. You're just like there. You're like, boom. You know what I mean? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
About shock value. Yeah. I mean, I've always joked, you know, it's funny. I told Billy Bray, okay, who's also on the Houston Real Producer Advisory Board, you know, and we've been friends for a while. And I always just joke before I even started writing the book, and just, I'm like, you know, I always talk about shock value, or I'll do something to get the reaction. And then when I get it, I'm like, bam, shock value. It's just kind of something that I always said. And then I was like, hey man, I was like, I landed on the name of my book. Guess what I'm gonna call it? And I go, shock value. And he goes, shocker. He's joking around. He's like, of course that's what you would name it. But I'm passionate about it. You know, it's my story, how I was shocked negatively, right? You know, wife overnight gone, ended up being mom and dad of a 1 and 3 year old, both in diapers. She was a stay-at-home mom. And then it's like, okay, how do you figure all that out? And then with businesses, and it was crazy. So I go from a negative shock to, you know, implementing a bunch of positive shocks in my life and their life and dad life and business life. And then I transition in the book on timing and business with prospects. And then I kind of lay out some lessons that I have with my boys that are, you know, universally applicable to everybody. And it's an inspirational, you know, kind of anybody that's, you know, you don't have to necessarily be going through a divorce or be a single parent. If you are, I mean, hell, it's a shoo-in for you, but it's a lot of fun, man. It's just the power of timing and how you can, you know, quickly change the momentum in the direction of maybe a bad situation, or, you know, use the timing and position to gain prospect, gain some business. And I think that's what we're all, you know, trying to do. So thank you for asking about shock value. It's coming very soon. And then if I can, I was going to go back and give one more tip on content.
Absolutely. I want to hear a little bit also about these masterminds that you come up with. I know we've had some back and forth conversations about it. And I think that, sure, you know, I've actually started to do some, you know, like local workshops for businesses in different industries. Maybe we could get together on something like that. Like I've been kind of like, you know, I was doing some talks here and there, you know. But now, like because we can't go anywhere, so we're starting to do some stuff on Eventbrite and Facebook, and we're, you know, doing some events. And I'm just trying to provide some value in different ways and connect with people, you know. But tell me a little bit about the masterminds and like what you're doing and some more digital tips. Always.
Yeah, for sure. So content. Nobody's posting enough. I'm not posting enough. I mean, you gotta check out my stuff. I'm barely putting a dent. Like, who said it? I think it was Grant Cardone. He was like, you know, you think you're posting.
You're comparing yourself to Grant Cardone. I love it.
No. I'm about to quote something that he said that still makes me feel like I'm doing nothing. He was like, you think you post 3-4 times a week? That's like, you throwing a post out there is like throwing a brick in the Grand Canyon, thinking people are going to see it. And that just, like, it stings every time I think about that. Cause I mean, he's right. There's so much competition. There's so much shit out there. So, you know, but content, like, you know, for me, like this publication, and honestly, anybody in the real estate space that this is applicable to, or if you know anybody in my publication, I'm giving you an incredible amount of free content. You need to post something, it's right here. You know, like, this is our top 40 under 40 issue. You know, I've been blowing it up this month because, I mean, my content's fantastic. Because, I mean, you know, I got this is 40 pieces right here just in a month. I mean, if I posted nothing else, that's 40 fantastic posts. And if you go look at my LinkedIn and my Facebook right now, it's all about that, because it's relevant and it's new. And again, you know, if you just want to shed light on anybody else in the community, just pull from different places. You don't necessarily have to come up with it. Just put it on your stuff. It's still content. So you don't need to make it more complicated than it is. Just go find good stuff, redirect it. You know, I mean, people don't, I mean, share stuff like that. That's a huge way to just look, okay, you know, so-and-so, you know, is pushing this. So there's content. And then to transition into the masterclass, like we hosted one yesterday. I was just looking, we had over 772 people check it out. And yeah, that's, I mean, that's like, thank you, Corona, like F Corona, but like, thank you for, you know, being able to have a bigger reach. You know, you've been to my meetings at Seasons 52. I did a 6-month series last year, a monthly mastermind every month. We'd average about 100 people and networking before, and we'd have the deal. I'd moderate a panel with 3 top producers, and then we'd all have a great networking lunch at the end of it. And they were working, you know, it was great. I was about to roll out season 2, 6 months, starting in April. Okay. This happens in March. I'm like, shit, you know, so we go to Zoom and share it live kind of like this, you know, just with the group and make it interactive with the questions like you were talking about. It's a fantastic way to network. And, you know, and I made a point to point out yesterday, when you are on those things, it's still newer, you know, I mean, I think people kind of rounded the curve. I hope, you know, I don't have too many conversations down with people that say, oh, I've only been on 1 or 2 Zooms. I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, you're not talking to enough people. That's awful. But you know, chat with people. You can network right there while the deal's going on. I mean, how many people are talking at one time? 2, 3, 4? I mean, that's pretty much what we have going. Then we field questions from the chat box, but you can go to the chat and individually, you can, you know, target market. You see everybody that's on the damn thing and you can send them a message. You know what they're doing. They're watching the Zoom. Hit them up. Be like, hey, what'd you think about so-and-so? Hey, do you know Brian from wherever? Or, you know, do you agree with what they just said? And then boom, a couple questions after that, you know, how long have you been in the industry? Let's connect outside of the deal. It's a phenomenal way to market, and our reach has exploded. Over the last 5 months, we went from our very first one, we had 150. My team was pumped, you know, because that's 50 more than we'd ever had at our biggest. Second month, 275. Third month, 1,300. And then fourth month, over 600. And then this one, you know, over 770. So it's, I mean, you know, we're not.
I mean, look, you put out great value.
We're having fun, man. We're having fun.
And the word spreads, right? Let me ask you this, because I think like a theme here that I want to make sure is distilled is all the things, people are still people, and all the things that you do can be translated online because it's just a different medium. You were talking about interacting with different people on different channels, right? Whether it be text message, Facebook Messenger, like you want to ask people what's your preferred means of contact, because some people are chilling on a platform all day and then they're not checking their email or whatever, right? Okay. Like, so you gotta know that. But what have you seen from what happens in person from a networking standpoint to networking on social media? And like, what are some of the observations that has happened for you of like, because I really feel it's very, very similar. Like, I feel like networking is networking. Like, if you're good at talking to people at parties, you're going to be good at talking to people online. And you know, sometimes people view it as differently. And I'm curious, like, what are some tips for somebody if they want to become a master networker like you? Because I do think that referral partnerships, like that's a growing part of our business. Like, I have a ton of referrals and like, you know, even like I've read a lot of things, like, you know, one person can refer 3, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different things out there. So I really want to get like your really like perspective on networking and growing your audience and like what people need to know to advance that skill, because like digital is important. There's all kinds of things that are important, but people and networking and relationships are probably one of the most important thing. And I really want to zero in on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when this first happened, there's a lot of people, and I still hear people talk about this. They're like, I just can't wait till this calms down. I can't wait for this to be over. I can't wait to go back to the way that it was. I can't wait to like shake hands with people again. Now, although I do want to shake hands with people again, it's not going to happen in the near future. Okay. And it's never going to go back to normal. And if you want it to go back to normal, in my opinion, like that is the wrong way to look at this. You know, you're not embracing the change. You know, you're fighting a losing battle, and it's an excuse. It's a cop out. You know, I mean, you're giving yourself an opportunity or an excuse to do less, you know, and not figure out. So you need to find another way, you know. And if you are doing, if you just did one thing and you said, who in the hell can I send some business to, that shit will come back quickly. It would really, really well, you know, and it's probably a lot easier than you think. You might have an easier time sending somebody else business than you know, finding business for yourself. As weird as that may sound, but I mean, if you're passing the buck a little bit, it'll come back to you, you know, really well. So, I mean, I think if you have a giver's game mentality, and if you're not 100% what to do, follow some people, read a couple books, you know, you'll get some ideas real quick. You know, I just finished reading, let me look it up. If you're not first, you're last. I think that was it. I'll pull it up. If you're not first, you're last. It's a Grant Cardone book. I read it before. I hadn't read it in like 3 years, and I literally finished it this morning. That's why I was late for this. No, I'm just kidding. but there's tons of content out there. So it's just that if you look for what other people are doing in your industry, I would say is a good thing. And go from
and
there.
Then let me ask you this. So referral like process, referral network, referral like program. I know last time we talked, I know I missed the last board meeting, but the one before that, we were talking about like a referral program. I don't know where you're at with that, but you've seen all kinds of different referral programs like over the years. Like, what are some of the things that you've seen that work the best? Because like right now, I believe more than anything, people, you know, are siloed wherever they're at, like in their small bubble. And like, we got to get the movement flowing again and people connected. And I think referrals are a great way to do that. And like just adding value to other people, like you said, I think it's easier to give somebody else business because you have identified somebody and you can connect them and you can create value and everybody wins. You know, like, I mean, what are you seeing or what have you seen out there from a referral standpoint that's just kind of like blown your mind that other people might be able to take parts of that and implement that into their own business?
Super simple. Find whoever your prospect wants as a client, post on LinkedIn or Facebook and say, hey, I'm looking for blank, you know, and then that's it. And then I will tag that person. Yeah. I mean, you've probably seen me do this. I'll tag the person that I'm doing it for. This is almost a bi-weekly thing for me. You know, people, you know, call and ask me, hey, I'm looking for, you know, this position to be filled on my team. And, you know, I know, you know, you have a reach. I'm like, I got you. I was like, I will literally, and this is how simple it can be. You know, I will say, text me what it is you want, you know, that you're looking for. I'll copy and paste it and post it and I'll tag you and then just watch the comments. And then you can see who's, and then boom, like I have to do nothing. Like I'm like, you know, the greatest guy in the world. And I copy and pasted a post and that's it. And then I hooked up that person with, you know, I mean, I watched the comments and it's like, boom, you know, and they can have their own conversations after that. So you can do the same thing. So that's one way to help, where I just kind of helped when I was asked to help. But the proactive version of that would be to, you know, ask, you know, or you just, maybe you already know. I'm like, Matt, who are you looking for right now? You know, and it's like, you know, I'm looking for a roofer. And I'm like, okay, so I'll go and I'll post, hey, I'm looking for a roofer. You know, I think I have, you know, a real big value add that could help your business. So who do you know that does a good job? Like, who's a good roofer in the community? And then same thing, tag you. And, you know, and then now maybe you can help refer me after the fact. Make sense?
Yeah. No, it all comes full circle. So tell me a little bit more about, like, and I know you've been working on it too, so that's what I'm asking you, is like,
all right,
like the process, right? Like, because every time I see you, like, you're doing, like, going 100,000 miles an hour, you're doing 10,000 things, you're all over the place. Like, how do you keep it all together and like you don't drop the ball on anything?
Oh, like, man,
you know,
I'm a complete disaster, Matt. I mean, like, I used to give talks on time management when I was 21 years old and I was killing it, selling more knives than, you know, most people in Texas or whatever. And they're like, how do you do it? How do you time block? I'm like, I make phone calls and I go do appointments. It was very simple back then. And I'm talking about time management. I'm a disaster. My schedule is completely chaotic. It's forever changing. It's, you know, my team fights and struggles to keep me, you know, on track and on pace. And then I'm doing the exact same thing too. So I am a man on a mission. I do have my attention all over the place. I mean, I do struggle and I try, I'm just being honest. I mean, I try real hard to focus on what's most important, and I think I do an okay job at it, but you know, it's, and so, you know, I'm not like the best role model when it comes to, you know, time blocking and time management, because it's something I preach to my team and I preach to myself. And but it's tough, you know, because. But what I do know, and this is what I can preach, is I'm like, okay, like, here's the deal. Like what we were talking about earlier, it's like, where's the implementation? You can have all the good ideas, you can be a visionary, but if you're not implementing anything, you're doing absolutely nothing. And I know so many people like that. So I do think where I do have a little bit of an advantage is I know if I have like 10 things that I want to do and implement, if I take the time and do just two or three, they'll make money. And if once I can kind of, you know, get that going, then, you know, worry about the other six or seven that I got. So, yeah, it is hard to harness and focus Taylor's attention, you know. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, say that it's not, but anyway, does that answer your question?
Well, okay, so two more quick questions and we'll wrap up. So okay. I want to know what's next for Taylor, all right? Like what's the next big project that's coming out?
Sure.
And then give a tip for anybody. Like right now I'm seeing more interest than ever of people starting kind of side hustles, starting their own businesses. A lot of people that have been in corporate world for forever are reaching out to me. People that I would have never thought would have left the corporate world are now not feeling as stable. You know, I mean, I think that there's going to be a big fall off here when, you know, as government money runs out for a lot of industries, like maybe not, maybe they'll continue. Who knows? But I think everybody's kind of feeling it and everybody's trying to kind of position themselves to insulate as best they can and to be self-sufficient. And, you know, like you're like pull yourself up from the bootstraps kind of guy, like through activity and connections and networking, you've done it, man, you've done it. And, you know, what kind of advice would you give for somebody out there? So those would be my like really last two questions for you that I think people would really benefit from.
All right. So what's next for me and then advice, right?
Yeah.
So what's next for me is to expand Disruption Nation on a national level. I'm real excited about that. Expand my monthly mastermind called Masterclass Houston. You can go to masterclasshouston.com. We're always updating that and when the next event is. And then Shock Value, you know, getting that book out. And I'm excited about that. And then after that, what's next? You know, what value can I add? And I'm probably going to kind of stick somewhere within the real estate community. Just like, how can I add more value? You know, like I said, that's something that my team and I talk about weekly. And I know that there's more value than I can add than what I'm adding now. And I'm passionate about that. I'm hungry for that. And I can't wait to crack the code on whatever the hell it is that Taylor's going to come up with, you know, to add more value, because, you know, it's a win-win, right? They win, I win. So, and then advice, I would say, how the hell can you do that? You know, look, try to figure out how you can add value, you know, and find the free content. I think that the simplest thing, the easiest thing that most people miss is they don't, you know, make an effort to have as much content. Now, you know, your following may be different. This is a digital marketer space. So like, you know, I'd assume that I am talking to, you know, quite a few pros, but even if you think you are a pro, or even if you are a pro, you know, you probably could always be doing more, right? So, find the easy to grab content. And if you don't have a team, get a team. If you do have a team, you know, have your assistants pull more content. That's easy to get content that way you just have more content, because the biggest problem that everybody has is obscurity. If people don't know you, they can't buy from you. So, you know, having the content, like, you know, I mean, and you're fantastic at this. So, that's it. And then utilizing that, and spiderwebbing through your network and your community and figure out who's paying attention to what you're doing, who's commenting on your stuff, who has like-minded with the groups and the connections that you're a part of. And then, and within that, maybe, you know, you can, I can't tell you how many fantastic business relationships and connections that I've had by people that I'm like, Matt, hey, my name's Taylor Wade Offer. It's like, we have 650 mutual LinkedIn friends and 345 mutual Facebook friends. Like we're in the same circle, man. It was like, we got to get to know each other. See if maybe we can do some business together.
That's, I mean, you told me you're doing the cold calling and you're getting booked like on average, like how many appointments a week are you booking right now? For people out there that think business is frozen, like you're booking like multiple appointments every day. You're packed to the brim with new meetings that you're setting up.
Yeah, I'd say how many appointments a week? Probably not as many as you might think, man. I mean, somewhere between 10 to 20, depending on the week.
Meetings. Those are new meetings.
Yeah, between me and my team. Yeah, no, not all new. I'd say probably 80%, and then, you know, 20% would be like, you know, existing clients for sure.
Yeah. No, man, you're doing awesome. You're shocking the.
You gotta grow, man. You gotta grow. You can't just, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's the movement. That's the mission I'm on right now. You know, I mean, I'm not just like, I'm going to coast. It's Corona, man. I'm going to go on a vacation. No, while you do that, I'm going to take a market share. So that's my big claim.
Awesome. Well, Taylor Wadehofer, master networker, how can people get in touch with you?
Golly, Facebook, just hit me up. I mean, I'll throw my cell phone out, 713-906-5154, HoustonRealProducers.com,
Houston.com,
Instagram, LinkedIn, Taylor Wadehofer. Just
how do you spell your last name for everybody listening?
Hopefully it's on the screen, but if not,
it's but people listening, like this gets.
Yeah, got it. So Taylor Wadehofer, WAID as in David, HOF as in Frank, ER. And then, or Disruption Nation, you can type that into YouTube and you'll see me there too. Disruption Nation is easy to find. That's my podcast and YouTube show. And you scroll down a little bit and you'll see my interview with Matt Bertram where he's talking more than me on that one. So Matt, thank you so much for having me on, man. I always enjoy catching up with you. It's and thank you so much for what you've done for me with my website and being on my board and servicing some of my clients. Jeremy with Red Star Home Inspection is a good friend of mine, and I know you're taking good care of him. So I appreciate it, man. All respect for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me on, man. Enjoyed it.